Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Have you tried changing your health year on year, resolving that this year things are going to be different, but nothing seems to change? Oftentimes, when things are not changing, we're following many wellness myths and not looking at the full picture, including our nutrition, recovery, stress management, leaving out mind-body connection. I want to introduce you to Wellness Redefined, a new podcast from Rufilion Media that's here to dispel all your myths about wellness and fitness while sharing stories of how we redefine what it means to be healthy. On each episode, we'll be talking to experts from all walks of life who will share their own unique wellness journey and offer their perspective. I am your host, Tamika Rochester, founder and CEO of Harlem Cycle, a premier wellness space in New York City with a focus on indoor cycling. I've been an advocate for wellness since as early as I can remember. So if this sounds like something that could help change your life, go ahead and pause the show you're listening to and subscribe to Wellness Redefined on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back on.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Dude, the sun is right in my eyes. I got to go turn that.
Got to go turn the sun down?
I got to. Hold on. I got to go turn the sun down.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
No, I'm going to put the blinds down.
Turn the sun down. Oh, my. I'm just watching. Oh, wait, you guys.
What?
Gina's got these headphones on and they're attached to a recorder. And she's also holding her microphone that has a cord on it, right? Literally for the last 20 seconds of her telling you she's going to go turn the sun down, she's just trying to figure out where to put the cords.
Well, because I thought I was like all like twisted up inside of them. I was just going to get up and like fall over. All right, hold on. I'm going to go turn the sun down.
All right. She's going to turn the sun down. Guys, it's Monday. And this is coming out tomorrow on Tuesday. We're recording today because I was out of town all weekend. I was in Tahoe. I was in North Lake Tahoe with Pure Spectrum, CBD company I'm sponsored by. We were up there for the Spartan Championship race.
Dude, did you do it?
I did not race.
Okay.
Hunter McIntyre, he's like the Spartan guy. He's okay. One of the super funny characters.
Wait, he's the one that runs it or he's the one that always wins it?
He's like wins it.
Oh, okay.
But I guess this year, he put something on and it was the first time they had done it, but they basically did a run. It was like 13-mile run that had swimming and all this crazy up the mountain.
Yeah.
Okay. It was like,
no, thank you.
It was like over 4,000 feet.
Yeah,
elevation increase in this run.
Nope.
Anyways, and they also had some functional workouts.
Mm.
And so he invited, you know, called like friends of his and people like from him had, you know, put so much time into trying to prepare for the CrossFit Games last year. But yeah, it was an event. It was the first time they had done it. And that's what Jacob Heppner was there.
Oh, cool.
And he was there with Pure Spectrum. I was there. It was me. I was just there. Because they were filming.
I was just there.
We were filming some new stuff because they're launching some new items.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And so they wanted to have a few of us in the same place. And I didn't have to go, but they asked if I could be there. Mm-hmm. And I haven't, you know, honestly, I'm just like, yeah.
I mean, it's Tahoe. It's beautiful. It's like, fun. Yeah.
I'm like, well, yeah. You know, I haven't seen you guys in a while. I also, it's not like I'm competing at the CrossFit Games. So whatever I can do to help you, I'll be there. Also,
let me help you.
You know? It's good for me to be around people that are positive.
Yes. Man, so, isn't that the truth?
Yes. That's why you're here. I'm actually going to lock the doors and keep you here. We're at my
house. If I just all of a sudden become negative?
And I'll get rid of you.
Okay. Just
Bye.
Kick me out. See ya.
Yeah, I was in Tahoe. It was a great time. The weather was crazy. So I looked online. I was like, how do I pack for this trip?
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, the temperatures didn't look like they were going to be horrible.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't take, like, a snow coat.
Well, no, of course not.
Right?
But I mean, usually it's, like, really warm this whole time of year.
Yeah.
Like, Indian summer, whatever they call it.
No.
No?
So we drove up Friday, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
No. Yes.
Yeah, Friday. Mm-hmm. Drove up Friday. It's a long drive, four hours. Got there. The weather was great. It wasn't bad at all. Got to the house. I had planned to work out or go ride. I took mountain bikes.
Uh-huh.
But once we got there, the girls were already at the gym and they were finishing up. So I just ended up just hanging out with the people from Pure Spectrum and just being at the house. I didn't get any fitness done. Wah, wah,
wah. I've quit working out.
Everyone who's like, do you even do CrossFit anymore? No, I never do, ever. So I'm never at the CrossFit gym.
Oh my God.
Anyways, I'm at the house hanging out. We just laid low Friday.
That's so nice.
We all went to dinner. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday morning was this event. And Heppner was doing it. He had to be there at like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Okay. So Friday night, him and Kelly, his wife, didn't come to dinner with us because they had to go do a briefing.
Okay.
Jacob Heppner, if you guys don't follow him, or I mean, I'm not going to like tell you to go follow someone, but he's definitely someone worth knowing because he's a character. He's very hilarious. Funny. He's hilarious.
Yeah, I just got to meet him in Utah. He was really funny.
He's one of the most wholesome people.
And charismatic.
So funny. So charismatic. He has a vlog, his YouTube channel. He was vlogging. And so he had this idea that he was going to go, I actually should pull it up on Instagram so I can show it to you after I tell you the story. He went to his briefing.
Okay.
But he was taking his camera and he wanted to like interview people, right?
Uh-huh.
So he basically goes to this group of people and he goes, hey guys, I'm just here with Spartan Media. And he's like, it's on his Instagram. I'm sure Spartan Media, I could ask you guys some questions. And they're like, yeah, sure. And I think he says, do you guys know any CrossFitters that are competing here? And the girl goes, they're like, oh, yeah, we know some. And he's like, you know, like who or whatever. And she goes, Jared Heppner.
Oh my God, that was perfect.
And then she like said another name that was on his Instagram. I should pull it.
I know, but look at how many Jacob Heppners there are.
It's the top one.
Because I don't, okay.
It's the top one.
Oh yeah, duh. It's him in a weight vest.
In a weight vest.
Although you can never tell.
Oh my God, right here.
Oh my God.
Can I bother you guys ask some questions real fast?
Sure.
Awesome, cool. Do you guys know any professional CrossFitters?
I know of them.
You know of them?
Yeah.
Like, name one you might know.
Jared Heppner or Christina, or the Karen's daughter. What's her name?
Catherine Davis.
That's the one.
Karen's daughter.
Christina, Jared, Karen's daughter.
Oh, I just love that that's the first name that
Jared
they came up with.
Heppner?
That is Jared Heppner? Oh yeah, I love that guy. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, dang it. I bet our listeners know it's a show and like the guy goes to like say what's the festival the one that you went in the neck brace.
Yeah.
Why can't I think of it?
Hang on. It's on the tip of my tongue. It's
oh my God, people are like, you're such an idiot. Coachella. Oh my God. I'm like, what is it? It's like the main.
Yeah. And he asks them, like,
and he'll be like,
he tells them like names of like people asked if they saw them. Like, oh yeah, they're so good.
Hey, have you heard of like the you know, the tiddlywinks? And oh yeah, I love them. Or the fisted, I can't even think. It's like he just makes up these like ridiculous names. And they're like, oh yeah, no, I loved their first album. Oh yeah, you know their song, Stick It in My Butthole, or I don't know. I'm just trying to think
like,
of something.
Oh yeah, it was such a great they you remember when DJ Tiddlywinks remixed it?
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah, yeah. I was there for the first show. They're just like complete morons.
Well, that's like anytime they do, you know, they do those shows where they like talk shows where the guy goes out in the streets and just asks people questions.
Yeah.
And they're like just asking them like common like questions about our government, like history.
Oh, I would be the biggest idiot.
Oh,
I'm so glad no one has ever asked me.
If anyone ever does, I'm just going to run away. Like, this is a trap.
This has to be a trap.
This is definitely a trap.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of. That's really funny.
Yeah.
So, okay, so.
Anyways, that happened on Saturday morning. Friday night.
Uh-huh.
I saw it the next morning when he was at his competition. He had to be
really
there.
Funny.
It started at like 7 a.m.
Oh my God.
So here's where I realized the weather was taking a turn.
Uh-huh.
Should have went for a mountain bike ride on Friday because Saturday was so cold. I ended up not going. We went, me and the girls, me, Jen Smith, and Mackenzie Riley. We went to Dreamtown CrossFit in North Lake Tahoe.
Oh, so you guys were on North Shore.
Dude, before we left,
uh-huh,
I go, hey guys, you know what workout we're doing? And they're like, no. And I was like, oh, probably best anyway. I don't know. We get there. Oh, Jen goes, I mean, I was like, Jen, I haven't like done. I'm like, I've been training, but I've had a really rough year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, honestly, I've rode my bike a lot and I'll train, but like, haven't done like a ton of like high volume, like Metcons and things like that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is it for me when I've been, you know, through that emotional roller coaster that I'm still on, but it used to be way worse. I would just ride my bike. I'd go running, ride my bike or whatever. And so she goes, oh, you should go. She's like, I go, I haven't worked out like that since like August. Since like last August. Me.
Oh, you.
I right, thought
you
last, meant she, last, she said that. Last August. Right. She goes, me too. Okay. So I'm like, holy shit, where have you been? I'm like, yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the warm up, Gina. And they go, all right, guys, we're doing Kelly. And I'm like, oh,
what is Kelly?
Fuck.
I don't even know what that
Kelly
is.
Kelly is 5 rounds.
Okay.
400 meter run. Might I add, we're at elevation.
Oh my God.
So not only, I mean, I've been doing endurance stuff. What I haven't been doing is like, if they would have had moderate weight barbell cycling, that would have wrecked me just because I haven't done that.
Right.
But I've been doing endurance and I've been lifting.
Yeah, but not at that elevation. Yes.
No.
No.
Dude.
And if anyone, I mean, it's rough.
Was it, like 6,000 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. 5 rounds. 400 meter run, 30 box jumps, 30 wall balls.
Oh my God. Did you die?
All of us. Like not only the girls had gone to CrossFit gym on Friday and they both said it was, they hadn't, like Jen hadn't ever experienced elevation before.
Oh my God.
So she was, it's like brutal. Really suffering.
It feels like someone's like basically like squeezing your chest the whole time. Like you can't even get like a full breath. You know what I mean? It's like you almost like have somebody like on your, like in a front pack that's just squeezing their arms around you. Yeah, it's terrible.
So we're warming up. We're like, they're taking us to this warm up. And I look at Jen and she, we're both just like, oh man, here we go. Fuck at elevation. All right, here we go. Welcome to Dreamtown CrossFit. And I look at her and I go, Jen, you know that I was talking about like last August, right? And she's like, oh no shit. And I was like, yeah, not just like, you know, just barely. I'm like,
she was talking about this last August. You were talking about full year before that. 2 August.
So we're just laughing. And I'm like, well, here we go. In the middle of the workout. So I grew up with asthma and
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Like when I was young, I'd have it for sure. Like it would.
Did I know that? I don't think I know.
I don't
that.
Know if I ever told you that. Like I usually have to get an inhaler when I get sick, like in the winter time. Because it will always attack my lungs. Like my dad's the same way.
Huh.
He's like prone to getting pneumonia. He's had it many times.
Did you have RSV as a baby?
I don't know.
Huh.
So when I started training a lot, to like go to regionals and things like that, I would still deal with like that stress of asthma and like activity induced asthma attack during certain workouts that were very taxing on your lungs, right?
Okay.
With running and they were just very long and something like Kelly.
Yeah.
And you get a lot better at managing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just managing it with like the way you breathe,
just getting more comfortable with feeling like
it's
your
how you,
lungs are on fire.
Yeah, it's like how you like communicate to yourself that you can like manage it.
Yeah.
So what I did is you get really good at doing this inside your head. Like I'm running out there. Okay. We're at elevation.
Okay.
I'm suffering.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, Brooke, I'm running.
Yeah.
I know you think that it feels like you're not getting any air.
I wish people could see your face right now.
But you are in
fact like a bobblehead as you're doing it. Or like Beavis and Butthead or something. Oh my God. Oh, we need
but
video.
You are in fact breathing. That's why you're still alive. So just keep going. I literally, it's like just, I'm telling myself like, I know it feels like you're dying, but you're not.
Because you're still alive.
I know it
and
feels
you're
like you're not getting any air, but your lungs are actually at capacity. Like that's
just redlining.
Just talking to myself.
Now, were there a lot of people in the class?
No.
Oh, that's probably good. Because I feel like especially like in CrossFit gyms.
My best.
Okay.
But it wasn't my worst.
Okay. Well, that's good. Because I feel like there's so much pressure when you're like there would be pressure if you're like a CrossFit athlete. As I just spit on you.
I basically was they're at one point.
They're just all looking at you.
Yeah,
like,
at one point, and everyone who was in class was quite a bit older than me.
Uh-huh.
There's one point I'm running back and I'm just shuffling. Okay. And these two older guys are like, us geezers are going to lap you. And I was like, you motherfucker.
No, you are not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not. Just freaking turn it on.
And they were older. They were so funny. The class was great.
Yeah.
I liked the gym a lot. It was very quaint because it was like small. I haven't been in like a really small gym. And I always love seeing how people organize those small gyms.
Oh, right. Yeah.
It'd be very creative. I mean, even our new gym versus what we had before, it had to be very creative.
We went from like 10,000 square feet to I think 6,000. Yeah. And when you're like running those huge classes, I mean, Ready was the same way. We had CrossFit Ready before, and it was like, I think 2,000
like
square feet.
Up on the wall. Yeah. So it's like tied up to the side. You like pull this ribbon, everything comes down.
Pretty much.
In case of an emergency, pull this string.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. So I did Kelly. That was tough. And then one of the, we grabbed coffee. One of the members from the gym wanted to buy all this coffee.
So sweet.
I know. So nice. He was actually talking about one of his, I think it was his son that went to UC Santa Cruz.
Oh, okay.
So talking about Santa Cruz.
So he bonded over Santa Cruz. Yeah.
And went back to the house, got cleaned up, and Hebner was basically at this point done with the run.
Okay.
But going to be starting like the functional fitness portion, which started with like a true form runner. And that's what was
funny. Oh my God. How long is this workout?
Hebner was talking about the briefing.
Yeah.
And just how much the CrossFitters were bitching about like, wait a minute. So we're starting with a 13-mile run. And then we're going to run on a true form?
Well, yeah. That doesn't really make sense.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't doing it. Yeah. So I didn't really pay attention to the programming. But I know that there was frustration for like people like Hepner or like Sweeney, the cowboy.
Okay.
CrossFitter.
Uh-huh.
If you guys aren't familiar with, I can't remember what his first name is. Sweeney. Anyways.
I like just Sweeney.
Sweeney. He, CrossFit Games athlete, male, wears a cowboy hat.
Okay.
Okay. They weren't super pumped on like the weights because like the men's weight of this weird hybrid barbell / sandbag / D ball thing that they
what
like,
the heck?
You like hold on to it. It's almost like a barrel kind. You hold on it to that on the sides, but it's almost like a strongman piece of equipment.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, I think the men's weight was like 50 pounds, 50 or 60 pounds.
Oh.
So anyone who like, so for so like a CrossFitter trying to, you know, and the goal of this portion of the competition is to try and bring like kind of blur the lines. And like Hunter had spent this time like training for like to go and accept his wild card spot at the CrossFit Games. And he likes CrossFit and loves functional fitness. He just loves fitness in general.
Yeah.
You know, but you still, there's going to be this time thing. Cause if you have OCR people.
What's OCR?
Obstacle course racers.
Ooh, hey.
If you have the OCR people, a lot of them, then for sure they can't just all of a sudden ramp up the weights.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But it is for sure if you have that and you're trying to ask CrossFitters that are very CrossFit focused games athletes to come in.
Right.
To try it out. Also to like bring some attention to it. To ask them to run 13 miles up a mountain.
Right.
And then go into functional fitness that also is light enough weight that you don't need much technique or strength.
Right.
It's just not a lot of places for them to like shine.
Sure.
Per se.
Sure.
And not a big deal. It was hard for everybody. Hebner was beat the fuck.
Oh, I bet. How long is this thing?
He was there all day.
Oh my God. So is it just like one consecutive race
or are they all these different events? The race, the 13 mile thing, it was that.
Oh, okay.
And then they had like 2 hours or 3 hours before the next portion even started. And they probably
had a couple heats.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was watching that and I was out there watching. It was so funny. I had just got there and we were going so we could watch Hebner do like the functional fitness portion.
Uh-huh.
And I ran into like Kelly Starrett. He saw me and came and saw me and, grabbed a few photos with people. Lots of listeners and women that listen to me and you all the time.
That's awesome.
That were there.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And yeah, it was really great. Took some photos and then we started, I had Maggie and I had my coat on and I was just wearing leggings and it started to get really cold and it was really cold. I mean, even just like it was up in Squaw Valley.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So even just from where our house was right by that intersection where you go up to Squaw.
Mm-hmm.
And then driving up to the base of the canyon or the base of the slopes or whatever, freezing cold.
Really?
So I'm holding her. She's shivering. It's getting kind of colder.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking, you know, I'm gonna probably need to go into the little village area, like Vendor Village, and buy a beanie because I was really cold. And she's shivering. And so I'm like, I'm going to go put her in the car. I'm just going to put her in the car. It's warmer in there. There was people everywhere. She was super stressed out. And as we're walking to put her in the car, it starts snow, like hailing. And so, and that kind of rain and hail. So I'm like, fuck this. So I get in the car with her and I'm just sitting there thinking like, is it going to pass? And then as I sat there longer, at this point, all I had seen is some of the guys get on the true form and then like start flipping this big log.
Is this all outside? All so they're outside. Getting hailed on while they're
all
doing this?
All outside,
oh
yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And the OCR people love it. They eat it up apparently.
Oh yeah.
And I'm in my car and I'm thinking, do I go back out?
Leave?
Like, why would I go back out?
Right.
Is there any reason why I need to be out there right now? One, it's really cold. I don't have a hat or a beanie and now it's snowing and raining. If I go out there, I'll probably take some photos, but that's pretty much it. I'm not competing. And I was like, at this point, I've already even put way too much thought into this. I'm getting the fuck out of here. So I'm like, so we left, went and got a coffee, went back to the house.
Yeah, because I was just up there.
Pizza.
What,
like we ended up ordering pizza, and that was like a whole such thing in itself because all these restaurants were closing at like 7:30, 8 o'clock at night
just
up there.
So weird.
So I basically get put in charge of ordering for our whole house, and I'm trying to like order
find
pizza.
Something.
Yeah, and Hepner's over there just broken.
Oh my
like,
god!
On
I bet.
The couch, just wanting some calories, and then put himself to bed.
Aww.
But
well, that I was just saying. It's so weird because I literally was in Tahoe, like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
And it was like 80 degrees out.
Yeah, no.
It was like 80 one day. It was like 78 the other. It was like almost 90 degrees one day. So that's crazy. I mean, the weather can turn really quick.
Yeah, it was freezing. It I mean, so driving home.
Uh-huh.
Drove home last night.
Was it raining
night.
When you were on your way home?
Scary.
Ugh, miserable.
It was like snowing.
Oh, God.
It was actually pretty scary.
Yeah.
And it's when you're in the car and it's nighttime. And the snow's coming down so hard that it looks like you're flying through like space at like warp speed.
You're probably just going like 15 miles an hour.
Yes.
Well, and it's like, if you're not used to driving in that, I mean, there's probably people listening going like, that's why we live in that. Like, what's the big deal?
This is a random thought, but I'm going to say it.
Oh, please do.
Yeah.
Just again, the look on your face.
Have you ever seen this? Okay. There's this Christmas movie.
Uh-huh.
It's an old Christmas movie.
Okay.
I watched it on VHS. Here's the storyline.
Okay.
Because I don't remember the name of it. I'm also just painting this picture for you because I hope that some of you have seen this.
You know, somebody.
I'm from Southern Utah. Like maybe someone just made it there and somehow my mom got the VHS, but.
It's like something from church.
Yeah. Could have been. Basically, there's this family and they're having a Christmas party. Okay. And this is not cartoon. This is
like a real life.
Yeah. Christmas party, people coming over, all this family.
Okay.
And up at like Santa's workshop, basically somehow an elf. Okay.
Okay.
Again, not cartoon.
Not elf.
So however they filmed this, it's like a real like person.
And not with Will Ferrell?
No.
Okay.
Somehow this elf, I think maybe when they came to the house, like when Santa's like going by, like fell off the sleigh or something like that.
Okay.
But this elf is in the house, in the Christmas tree.
Okay.
I know this sounds so bizarre. And somehow they end up like interacting and like having like this like Christmas Eve party with these people that at this house. Anyways.
The elf is interacting with the family and they're all acting like it's normal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they find the elf. Anyways, the reason I'm bringing this up.
Okay.
Just try and follow me here. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I just mentioned warp speed, like with snow coming at
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a scene in this movie when the elves are, because there's multiple at a certain point, they're basically on snowflakes.
Okay.
Flying through the sky.
Oh, okay.
And that's exactly.
And that's what you felt like? Dude, what drugs were you on? Fuck. What the fuck? I feel like you're like,
no.
I might have dropped a little acid or like.
Dude. I'm just, you guys, bear with me for 1 second. I'm just going to do a quick Google search. What would I do? Old Christmas movies?
I don't know.
Old.
Why don't you Google effects of
Christmas.
Eating too many mushrooms?
When you're fucked like eight. Mom, what was. Okay, here we go.
Dude, there's no way you're going to Google that and find it.
I did type in old.
Riding on a snowflake.
No, I'm just, I'll see definitely in here. I'm going to see what it is. And then I hope you guys
watch it so that they know that what your experience was like driving home.
Yeah.
A supportive work environment can help everyone working in schools stay resilient.
Just finding people that can reassure me that I'm doing my best and that there are people out there who understand me and can help me through these situations.
You are not alone.
Leaning on each other, colleagues in education is essential. You have to.
We take care of one another.
Find what helps at cdcfoundation.org/how right now. That's cdcfoundation.org/how right now.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you and want to stay connected with you. So please rate, review, and subscribe to help this podcast grow.
And if you like the podcast, get the word out.
And now back to the show.
So after exhausting all, we've decided that it actually Brooke was just having some kind of drug-induced dream instead of it was an actual movie.
It's a real movie.
I believe you.
I really couldn't find it. You know what's funny? This is actually the second time I've been trying to remember the name of this movie.
Really?
Yes. And the last time, I also went deep in Google, and it took a while.
I never found it. Oh, you did?
But clearly enough time has passed that I've already forgotten it again. Seriously. Okay, I remember my mom.
I just want to know what keeps triggering this movie.
Oh, man. Every time I drive in this town.
Next snowstorm, like, oh, here we go again.
So you snowing took a picture outside, of it.
Brooke, stay inside. Okay.
She's doing mushrooms again.
No. The elves, they were riding snowflakes.
I'm just
real.
Microdosing, guys. Just been microdosing. It's actually not even a movie. Oh, my God.
It's definitely a movie. They like sing and shit.
Like most movies.
Yeah, basically this elf's like stuck in this Christmas tree. Not kidding.
I'm just gonna go with I believe you. I believe you. I hear what you're saying.
Man, isn't that what you're supposed to do? Out of all of our many listeners, one of you has to know which movie.
Somebody
I'm talking about.
Email us at betweenthereps@gmail.com.
Yeah, and also I'm gonna find it. I wish that I.
Oh,
could
I
call,
believe you.
I wish I could call my
You're
mom.
You're on a mission
like, Mom,
now.
What's the name of that movie? But she wouldn't know. But I guarantee somewhere in my mom's house,
it's
that
probably
VHS
still there.
Is still in a box,
dude. When I moved out of my house, I had literally like hundreds of VHSs with no VHS machine.
Yeah, I mean, we had
nothing to watch.
We had all the Christmas movies, like Frosty the Snowman.
Oh my God, I loved
like
those.
The old
like
cartoon
Rudolph.
All of those. Yeah. We had this one called Teddy Bear Christmas. Anyways. The one I'm thinking of, I know it's real. At least I do. Okay, sorry. We're moving on. I'm sorry. You guys are probably like, wow, you just wasted so much of my time. I wasted my own time.
They already switched the channel.
Because I couldn't find it.
I know. This is going to eat at you.
All right. And to be honest, you guys, I actually looked at Gina. And I was like, hey, let's just have Mark cut that piece out. And she's like, no, leave it in.
I did. I mean, it's really just what we were talking about. I was like, it's okay if you can't find the movie.
And then just so you guys know, we were grabbing, Gina, we were making a drink. So we're having a vodka.
Just had to out me. Well, no, actually what we were trying to do is we found a bottle of wine, but we cannot locate your opener.
Yeah, we couldn't find
your
the
wine opener. So I made us two vodka drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we were
guys,
talking
it's
about.
It's 9 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm just
it's
kidding.
It's 9 a.m. We're having vodka. And my weight is as low as
my self-esteem. Which makes it a good day. Makes it a good day. Oh my God.
All right. Hey, we're going to move on. Finally. You're like, thank God.
Shut the fuck up.
Hopefully, if you guys did shut us off for a while, you just put us on mute. And at this point, you're taking us off mute. We're going to answer some questions.
Yeah. Okay. So we had a couple people write in to our email account or Gmail account. And so we were going to read a couple of them and answer them. Which one do you want to do first? You want to do the overdoing your workouts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is from Rochelle. I don't know if I should say last names. I never know. So
yeah,
I'm just going to say Rochelle. She says, hello, Brooke and Gina. Thanks
hello.
For awesome podcasts each week. You're so welcome. Thank you for listening.
Ooh, ooh.
I do the naked program, the functional, she has that in parentheses, religiously, and I'm loving it. I just want to know whether I am over-exercising by doing 30 minutes of kettlebell exercises / cardio in the mornings at 4 a.m. Okay, yes, you're an overachiever. And then I work from...
You get a lot done. You're up very early. I'll
answer this for you. You are a robot.
Gina's not a morning person,
no, I'm not.
By the way.
No, I'm not. Okay, wait, where did I miss my... Okay, in the mornings at 4 a.m. And then I work from 6 a.m. And it says till 14. I think it's till 4. And then as soon as I get home, I do the naked program. Am I overdoing it or not really? I mean, depends on who you talk to. I would say,
What I would say is it's hard for me to answer that because I don't know what level of intensity you're doing your morning cardio at.
Oh, right.
I find no problem with someone wanting to get up and do some, you know, like a little bit of training like that, like kettlebell work or a little bit of exercise that might be some good cardio. I have no problem with doing like morning cardio, especially if
like fasted cardio.
Yeah. And also with the, if you're doing that and you're doing it daily and you're still waking up to do that at 4 a.m. and you feel good.
Yeah. More power to you.
Go for it. That may not be the case for everybody. Definitely not Gina. Also definitely not me, you know?
Right.
What I would say is if you feel good, then I don't think there's any reason to change it. If you feel like you're hitting a plateau and you're not seeing results, well, then you could try just cutting back how often you're doing that much and only do it like a few days a week. And other than that, just let the program do what the program's supposed to do. So we don't program with the idea that you guys would also do other things on your own. We are writing you a full program. So we don't write it with the idea that you would want to train more times a day than what we're already giving you. So if you're someone who's like, I want to do this program, but I also really love my CrossFit class, then what we will do is we recommend finding ways that it can fit into your schedule or fit into your day. Like if you want to do the Metcon, like the metabolic conditioning at your CrossFit gym, then maybe don't do the conditioning from our program that day, you know? Or maybe a couple times a week, if you want to go to your class, but you also want to do a big double day and do all of, you want to get your training done from the naked program, but you also want to go and be a part of your community because that's something I really enjoy doing too. Don't do that every day. And again, you just have to listen to how you're doing. Are you still meeting your goals? Do you feel good? Are you sleeping? Does your body feel good?
Yeah.
And if you're like, oh man, all those feel really bad, then I would say you're overdoing it.
Yeah. Well, she's sleeping because she's pretty incredible. I focus on eating as healthy as possible and checking my macros as well as getting 7 to 9 hours of sleep.
I'm over here not sleeping at all. Drinking vodka.
Take advice from us.
What's up? High five, yeah, Gina.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
No, I was so sore last night from doing Kelly.
Impressive.
I didn't sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kelly, she fucked me up, man.
Oh, man.
I tossed and turned all night. Aww. My body hurt.
Poor baby.
And the answer to that for me, everybody, is train more often.
Right.
I'm working on it.
Well, and then she says, thank you and love you guys. We love you too, Rochelle. Keep up the good work.
Just make sure you're getting some good sleep.
Yeah.
But if you're waking up at
7 to 9
that's
hours.
True. Actually, that's so, I'm an idiot.
She's already sleeping more than both
of
us combined.
If you're sleeping 7 to 9 and you're getting up that early.
You should be getting up at 3 a.m.
Honestly, I'm a huge morning person. I envy you a little bit.
You are. I know.
I think early in the morning is like the best time of day.
Yeah.
It's quiet. It's beautiful. It's peaceful. You know what I'm not doing at that early? Fucking cardio. You know what I'm doing? I'm watching Netflix by myself, drinking a cup of coffee.
Exactly.
With my doggy.
Or watching some TikToks.
I'm definitely getting sucked into some TikToks. Also, do you guys think that me and Gina should do TikTok?
Oh my God.
Because I already have an account.
I
just haven't done a TikTok
yet. I just feel like you're just setting me up to do like weird shit to me or scare me or like.
Dude, I get sucked into TikTok and I feel like we could actually do really good on it because I would do it to not build a following. I would just want to do dumb stuff. We could try those dances.
Okay.
We could try and
do it. You know how coordinated I am.
Yeah.
I'm just literally sitting here thinking like, okay, yeah, this is a setup for sure.
We'll have your daughter teach us the dances.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She'll be good at it.
Next question.
Okay. Okay.
All right. This question, story, comment is from Erica. Hello, I wanted to reach out and say that, Brooke, I know you mentioned at the end of the most recent podcast that you hope it was helpful. I want you to know that it was. My fiance and I have a lot of those little things, and we are aware that we communicate differently.
He stuck with me through crippling anxiety and depression when no one in their right minds would stay, and the lingering bits of that sometimes cause trouble. I can be very petty, she said.
Can't we all?
Yeah,
can't
we all? Same. About 2 weeks out of every month, actually. Sometimes worse than others.
I was like thinking, I'm like, I don't even have a period anymore. I can't even like blame it on that. I'm just petty all the time.
But you and Gina talking about how sometimes too much damage has been done reminds me how important it is for us to continue minimizing the little things that we know frustrate the other person and actually listening, not just hearing. And how important it is for me to continue working and building myself. I'm not saying that you two are cautionary tales by any means, but I definitely needed the reminder that relationships are work. So thank you. Well, thank you. And I'm definitely happy that, I guess, us putting ourselves out there and really talking about our very personal lives is helpful.
Yeah.
You know, we definitely don't do it because I want a pity party. We don't talk about our sad lives.
Poor me.
On our podcast. Yeah. So people will feel bad for us. It definitely takes a lot of, it takes a lot of courage for me and Gina to sit here and, be so honest about.
Yeah. Well, I've had a little more time to process. I think
that's true.
It's been a little harder for you.
She's been holding my hand. She's actually holding it right
now.
I
love you.
But yeah, so thank you for listening. And also just, yeah, it's communicating and remembering that intention is like results of intention over expectation are going to be so much better.
Well, and honestly, it is a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that she's trying to be like nice about it. Yeah. Like, you know, like you're not like the example of what not to do, you know? I mean, I get that she's being sensitive about that, but it is a cautionary tale, yeah, really.
We appreciate your sensitivity. Yeah, but learn, the point is
learn from our mistakes. Yes, exactly.
And also
not hurting our feelings by saying that.
And also, it is okay. I mean, for us, it's knowing that we're that's how you learn.
Well, yeah, we're human beings.
You make mistakes.
Yeah, and we screw up.
You learn from other people's mistakes.
Just ask my kids. Seriously.
You know, but that's what happens. And I remember me going through everything I'm still going through, but like in the very, very, very beginning, my dad, I was FaceTiming my dad, just sobbing. And he said, babe, you're just going through life like everybody else. And the only difference is you've got a million people with their eyes on you.
Yeah. Man, that would suck. God.
You know, but it's true. Like we're just,
True.
We make mistakes, and something that me and Gina want to do and something that I definitely want to do is we try to be vulnerable and authentic and talk about life and talk about things we've experienced so that we can in turn help other people learn from our mistakes, you know?
Can only hope.
If only I would have had, you know, a me and Gina many years ago to listen to. All right, next part of this question.
Like this like really, really older version of ourselves. Like, that was really funny to me. Oh yeah, there's next another part. There's another part of this email. It was just so funny to me. So it's still from, what was her name again?
It's from Erica.
Okay, Erica.
Erica, this is so funny. If you guys have been listening to us for a long time, which I know you have because you guys love us, you know what this is about. Also, Gina, if you put on coconut oil in the shower because you don't want to get out and put lotion on, why not just bring a bottle of lotion in the shower instead of coconut oil? Maybe I'm not processing the story right, but I can't understand why you would bring coconut oil into the shower but not lotion.
Oh, man. Well, that's a good question. You know what? Honestly, Erica, I think it's because I like putting oil on, right?
Yeah, I actually and you can have some oil like in a squirrel.
Yeah. And honestly, if I just get like coconut oil at the grocery store and it's not like the crazy,
you
like
smell
organic.
Bomb.
Well, it smells great and it's not that expensive. Like I can get it, like I can get a big old jar of it, like $5 or something because I'm cheap. And so putting lotion on in the shower, I mean, I guess I could.
No,
but I don't
no,
feel,
no,
but I feel
I
like the water, because it's since it's oil, like the water just like goes right off it.
You look like a goddess in there.
Yeah, I always just get out and just admire myself. All glossy.
No, glossy and like with like little water droplets, like they can't.
Beads of water.
Not even the beads of water could penetrate your skin.
Oh, I just pulled my headphones out. I was laughing so hard. Oh my God. Yeah, so you know what? Yeah, you heard me right. And I hope that answers your question.
Okay.
I like that she goes, maybe I'm not processing the story right.
The only thing is, if you guys are going to, if you are at home or maybe you're in your car and you're going home, you're like, you know what I want to try? I want to try coconut oil on my body in the shower. I also want to look like a god. I want to observe myself in the mirror. Be glossy. Just be careful the next time you get in the shower.
Yeah.
Because here's what happened to me when I found out Gina put coconut oil on in the shower. Well, I was staying at Gina's house and I got in the shower.
It's dangerous.
It's slippery, I tell you what. It is slippery.
No, I know. I think about that all the time. I'm like, I need to get like one of those like life alerts. You know, like those old people, like the old people, like I can just like, cause I'm like, I'm slipping in the shower and breaking a hip for sure.
Dude, I'm going to buy you one of those little grippies.
Oh, I should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually thought about that, or like one of those mats, but yeah. I feel like the oil would just go on top of that.
It would. So maybe if we just do an area where you stand when you apply oil.
Yeah.
And then an area where you stand when you shower.
When I don't. Okay. Yeah.
Cause also if the grippy didn't ever have oil on it, and maybe you're a couple years from now and you're on the oil side.
Right.
And you go to slip, you could always just jump to the other side.
I think you're right.
And save your own life.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. Well, no, and that's the other thing. So like if I put oil on in the shower, the water takes some of it off. So it's not, so like I wouldn't want to put the oil on when I get out of the shower.
Stood on it.
Yeah, no, I know. So that's the other thing. Like I don't want to put the oil on when I get out of the shower because then I'm too greasy.
That's true.
It's like the perfect amount of sheen.
And you know, I have thought about that.
Yeah.
I have this,
and I'm lazy once I get out of the shower.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen those? Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, that's okay.
You ever seen those memes when it's like shows like if you get out of the shower and you sit in a towel, everybody like sits on the end of their bed. It was like something like that, like where they sit on the end of their bed and they just like lose time. I'm like, that's 100% what I do. It's just like me with a towel on my head with like in my robe just sitting on the end of my bed like, oh, I guess I got to get ready.
No, that was
me today. I don't want to put lotion on by that point.
But that was me today. I like needed to shower. Okay. So I got up this morning and I was like, all right, I'm going to shower. And I'm like, oh, I'm not going to wash my hair though. I'm just going to go to the gym. I'll just put my hair in a ponytail. And then I went in the bathroom and I looked at myself in the mirror and I was like, oh my God.
No,
I have to wash.
I have to go now.
So I washed my hair and then,
that's such a
like
process,
you said, you
man.
Like sit down, you're like in your towel and it's like, well, I guess this is what I'll be experiencing for the next hour and a half.
So it's, and you know, the worst is like on days that I
might as well just sit on the couch
and look at some TikToks.
Yes.
I know I have to be somewhere in like a half an hour.
I know that I was going to work out today, but I weighed myself and my weight's pretty low. So maybe I'll just sit here and drink a vodka instead.
Those are such losers. Oh, was that Rochelle that's
fuck,
up at 4
a.m.? I'm so lucky that you're my friend.
It's a good thing we don't live together. We would probably be my God, we'd be dead in a year.
Roe broach
is for sure. No, you know what I do? Like, I'm so lazy when I get out of the shower, like, especially if it's like on a day that I wash my hair, because I only wash it like every 3 days.
Me too.
So like, all I go and I can't even blow dry my hair all at once. Like I'll section it into four sections and I'll blow dry one section and then sit down and watch TV.
High five.
I'm so dumb. I'm so lazy.
I'm like,
my arm hurts. It's
I'll
hot
start
in here.
Drying my hair, but it won't be dry all the way.
Yeah.
But I'll be sick of doing it.
Yeah.
So instead of messing it up and like having to like pin it, then it would put like a maybe crease.
Yeah, you don't want a crease in it.
Almost
you just
dry.
Work so hard.
I just go and lay on my bed with my hair hanging off the edge of my bed.
Like fanned out.
Yes. No, like all the way to the edge so it hangs straight.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding. I'll just lay there and hold my phone above my face.
Oh my God. That's even better than
that's
what I
how
do.
Lazy
I love
am.
It. That's how lazy I am.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You know what I tell myself too?
What?
I tell myself that like I have to take breaks because my hair needs a break from the heat.
Right. I do the same thing. I do the same thing.
It needs
it'll break off.
Yeah.
And it is too much heat.
And it's like if it's too hot, that's why it looks frizzy. You know? It needs to cool down.
So you know what you do? You burn the shit out of your hair while you like blow dry it and then you put a straightener over it.
Yeah.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
But I will tell you this. Okay. And then we can like close this.
All right, go.
All right, guys, this is something that a lot of you probably already knew, and I didn't.
What? I want to know if I knew it.
You definitely did.
Oh.
Okay, so when you go to the salon, and you get your hair done, and they do like a blowout, and they do a blowout, and they use a round brush.
Yeah.
And it's like amazing.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my hair's so soft and like straight or whatever. Smooth. So smooth. Well, I could never use a round brush, right? It's hard for me to like
use a round brush.
I do now.
Oh.
So I would just use my flat brush and I would just brush my hair and blow dry it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm actually leaving tomorrow to get my hair done. I have a lot of split ends in these extensions. Okay.
This is someone else's hair.
If someone else gets terrible split ends,
and I feel bad because I'm having to deal with them.
I'm having to deal with them.
Oh my god, that just cracks me up.
Snort on cue. Yeah. And so here's the thing. I've had a round brush for a long time. I just never really knew how I could. I just wasn't great at it.
Mm-hmm.
And not too long ago, I started round brushing, not necessarily to like wrap the hair all the way around it. Because
because
in certain parts I can do it really well.
Right.
But also my hair is pretty
long. But if it wraps around too much, it'll get stuck. Yeah.
And the also a reason why I never really used it is because the handle on my round brush is kind of that, like a gummy, like it's like kind of like rubbery.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes if the strands of hair kind of got stuck on
Like stuck in the
it, like, pulled it out. It would like, pull my hair. Mm-hmm. That's why I just like, yeah, no, I'm not going to use it. I'm just going to use a plain brush.
Yeah.
Well, now I round brush it and I do it in layers.
Uh huh.
And it does feel like it takes a long time to dry my hair,
mm-hmm.
but it keeps
feels
my
so
hair
much better.
So much, like the ends so much nicer.
Yeah.
And they're kind of shitty right now, but they don't look shitty.
They don't look shitty.
Right?
No, they don't.
So yeah, I round brush now.
Yeah.
Also, I think there's something to be said for the fact.
I'm sorry, but I'm laughing so hard right now because we literally were like, oh, okay, we're just going to talk about this and it's going to be like 20 minutes and okay, it's going to be a really fast one. And I don't know how this happens every time, but like all of a sudden I'm like, wait a minute, we've been talking for like, what is it? Like almost
minutes.
Like or like 50 minutes and now we're talking about round brushing. We're so stupid. I love it. Oh my God. Okay.
I'm all not right, going so to lie to you guys. Gina showed up here and I'd been crying for
know,
the last hour.
I know,
a hard
poor
day.
Baby.
I don't feel bad anymore. I'm having a vodka. We're talking about round brushing and how good my shitty hair looks.
Someone else's shitty hair.
Yeah. I'm just on the receiving end of it, but I'm dealing. I'm working on it.
I know.
Round brush. I think there's something to be said for the brush that has the metal.
Okay.
It's kind of metal.
Yes.
Versus.
Is that what you used?
I'm going to show you. It has kind of like metal on the inside. Then it has like the little brushes poking out of the metal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that has
to
something
that.
To be said with like why my ends are a little bit nicer.
Because
if it's obviously the
metal
dryer is
like,
really
like
hot,
up.
But it kind of like heats it up a little bit. Yeah. And as you're like pulling. Yeah, anyway.
My round brush is so disgusting. It's like usually like the bristles are like what? Like an inch and a half or something
and
long.
Like a,
they're not, there's
a
no
quarter?
Bristle. It's all hair. It's so disgusting.
I mean,
like, it's really hard to clean those things. And then like after a while, I'll let it go for a while. And then I realize like, oh my God, I'm a disgusting pig. It's like, I mean, I clean my actual hairbrush.
I mean,
I've seen
your round brush. It's pretty gross.
It is gross.
And here's how funny I am.
I love that you just called me out for that. It's so gross. I have to cut it and pull it off and it has like fuzz and shit in there.
But you know what's
funny?
Like
bugs in there.
Is like, I still, for me, because I'm so, like, I get worried about like me leaving hair places.
Yeah.
I still won't use certain brushes yours because I don't want to leave a lot of my hair behind.
I can always tell when you've like come over and use my brush though, because there's like always like a couple little blondies in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got to wrap this up.
Oh, God.
And we're like, shut up.
I'm sorry,
I'm
guys.
I'm sick of hearing you cackle. Hopefully. Cackle into the microphone.
My phone just keeps going off.
I know. Katie's right. Texting us.
Oh, man. I actually just drove by her house today.
Wow.
I was having a hard day and I was crying. Yeah, people, I cry. I was crying and I was driving home. It was right after I talked to you.
She was at the gym with me.
Okay. I'm not kidding. I've got me and Maggie in my car and I'm going home. And I was like right by her house. And I was like, I'm just going to pull over to ask her if she'll hold me.
Oh, she's good for that.
She's held me before.
Yeah.
And I pulled in and then I started thinking like, oh man, but am I going to have to tell her why I'm sad?
No, I know.
And then I drove home instead.
Oh, poor baby.
I'm not sad anymore though, guys.
No.
At least not for now.
No.
been laughing too much.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well,
thanks for listening, guys.
Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, 5-star rating.
This one might need a 5-star warning.
Yeah, dude, more than 5 stars.
A warning. 6 stars.
For sure, 6-star warning. I don't want a peanut. Sorry. That's from a movie.
Oh my God.
I feel like I talked about that before. It's Paul Rudd imitating the other guy, Andre the Giant. Hello, pretty lady.
Hello, pretty lady.
I'm on the one to be nut. Oh my God.
What's the name of that movie?
I don't know. And we can't make these people.
It's when Paul Rudd didn't have a friend. Yeah. He didn't have a best man. He's married.
I think it's called The Best Man.
Oh, it might be.
Might be. Anyway.
On that
funny
note,
movie.
Guys, have a great drive or breakfast or dinner or whatever you're doing right now. And we'll talk to you next time.
Yeah. Thanks, guys, for listening. Bye.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with 2 young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.